This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Jeremy Zakas, who is in New South Wales. And this is the reptile report. These are very dangerous creatures. We're now going to talk about the eastern brown snake, which Jeremy has educated me these many months to understand that it's aggressive, that it looks like a stick, moves like a stick, but it doesn't bite like a stick. It bites like an eastern brown snake, one of the, if not the most venomous snakes in Australia. A young British tourist named Ben was walking on Fraser Island without the proper footwear. Jeremy, where is Fraser Island?
Yeah, John, if you look at a map of Australia and you look at Queensland, so you're looking at the top right-hand corner, Fraser Island is actually in that state in the top right corner, about halfway up. So it's approximately 300 kilometres, so, you know, around about 150 miles north of Brisbane in a very beautiful, very touristy part of the Australian coastline there. So it's a quite a tropical paradise.
Ben told Nine News he wandered up the sandy slopes. I can already, Jeremy, I'm already thinking, didn't he read anything? He's wandering up the sandy slopes in trainers to retrieve something he'd lost, but disaster struck on the journey down. I stepped on this darkish thing quite deep in the grass, felt like a stabbing pain, looked down at my ankle and saw blood. What happened to him, Jeremy?
Well, John, this is something that, you know, us Australians are taught, this is what you don't do. You never, ever walk in any sort of thick grass or vegetation, certainly without socks, and certainly in this case without proper shoes. Because what happened, John, that dark thing that he saw just under the surface in the grass was in fact the great eastern brown snake. And this is a very common thing. And unfortunately, this is why sometimes people get very, very ill and die, because they don't realize that what they actually had trod on was a snake, not a stick. Because you can imagine too, John, that the Australian bushland, even if you're not wearing shoes and you tread on a stick, that can sometimes come up and it can feel like a little puncture wound. But the snakes, they can feel exactly the same too. So luckily enough, in this case, when he looked down, which after he walked quite a distance too to get down from that sloping dune, he noticed he could actually see the two fang marks. And I guess, John, here's the key difference. If you think you've been stuck by a stick, normally you'll have a scratch or just a single puncture wound. A snake, you'll see the two fang marks. And this is what he did. And this is what he saw. And luckily enough, he immediately called 000, which is our emergency number, and got medical attention straight away.
Right. There's photographs accompanying this story. You can see the two bite marks. The snake was defending itself. Somebody stepped on the snake. It bit back. And he got to his fiance and pulled his sock off. We both sort of just sat there frozen for a second, quickly realizing we had no signal to call anyone. The tide was in, so we couldn't access the beach to get back. I put pressure on my ankle to try and stop the blood flow. Georgia sprang into action and ran to a neighboring campsite, frantically waking a family to help. Immediately, this lovely lady, he says, rushed over to me with a bite kit. She told me not to move, wrapped the bite in a bandage, circled the bite area, and wrote the time of the bite on the bandage. They had been told the day before they had eastern brown snakes had been spotted just along the campsite, so we needed to move. Her husband, the rescuer, and his friend carried me in the back of his new Land Cruiser and rushed us across the rocks along the beach to the nearest emergency phone. And then, 40 minutes later, here comes a helicopter. Jeremy, these good Samaritans say, I'm not certain. He's a big, strong fella. But that great eastern brown snake filled enough venom in him to, if not kill him, certainly make him have a very bad week. Is that correct?
That's correct, John. In fact, if he hadn't have taken those actions, he would more likely have been dead, especially Fraser Island, because there is no cell coverage. When you go to Fraser Island, it's beautiful and picturesque, but you have to have a HF radio. So you have to have an old school radio to get emergency equipment and help into you, which is what this other couple looks like they had. But the fact is that what Ben did, what his fiance did, and the Good Samaritans there did, they did everything right. And it shows that even if you get bitten by a brown snake, a Great Eastern, which will virtually kill you within half an hour to 24 hours, as long as you immobilize, get that pressure onto the wound, which is exactly what they did, and get medical attention quickly. Because, 40 minutes sounds like a long time, but because they'd actually immobilized the wound, they'd actually stopped the blood flowing heavily through the body, which was carrying the venom, by the time he got on the helicopter and they could start stabilizing with that antivenin, he was already on the road to recovery once that medical attention got there, because he had stopped basically that spread of the dangerous venom. So honestly, John, I mean, this is a good case example of what to do. At the same time, a good case example of what not to do beforehand. Again, walking through the long grass without the proper footwear. But hey, he survived. It's a good story.
He's learned, having made all the mistakes and being alive, he said three things for travelers, meaning I'm ready to get a bite kit for myself here in Connecticut, okay? The three things that are important. One, wear a proper boot. Two, carry a bite kit. And three, assume the great eastern brown snake is everywhere, right, Jeremy? Everywhere.
They are. And the thing is, too, this is the mistake, certainly tourists and I guess us Australians make too, is that you'll actually see them. You generally won't see them. They'll be hidden in the grass. So don't assume that you're going to be able to get some warning, because honestly, John, and it's true in Queensland, true in South Australia, true here in New South Wales, true in Victoria, they literally are everywhere in the Australian bushland. I think that's the number one lesson for everybody to take away from this story.
Jeremy Zakas is in New South Wales. Ben survived. The good Samaritans who rescued him, he owes them, if not his life, certainly a major concern of his health. Because if he tried to walk out, Jeremy, the worst thing you could do is try to walk out with venom inside you. It spreads it very quickly around your body. We're headed to my cricket lesson of the week. And a surprise on the cricket test, on the cricket pitch. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.